Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I am Erin Fulton, and joining me from the Young Performers Theater, I have Elena, Ruby, Lola, and director Zeke here to talk about this weekend's production of Failure, A Love Story. Thank you all for coming on in this morning. So it is a pleasure to have you guys in. YPT has been going on for, as we were just speaking before we came into the air room, 11 years now that YPT has been happening. So excellent to have yet another production on stage this weekend. And the title alone makes me a little worried. It's kind of a, well, Failure, A Love Story doesn't encourage a lot of hope and optimism. But you guys came in here with smiles on your face. So this has been a fun experience. So I guess any one of you or all of you, if you want to pitch in, give us a little overview. What is the story of Failure, A Love Story?
Well, Failure, like our last names in the show are Fail, so that's okay. Kind of where that came from. But it is a tragic comedy, So you learn in the beginning of the show that all three of the Fail sisters are going to die by the end of the show, but it's a mystery of how and when, more or less when. And a lot of fun things happen, and as the show, like from the beginning of the show, you're introduced to all three of the Fail sisters and their very different personalities. Mm-hmm.
And you three play the Fail sisters. Mm-hmm. So, all right. If they're these very different Fail sisters, introduce yourselves then. Elena, which Fail sister are you?
I play Jenny June, and she is the second sister, so she's the second oldest. And she is not really into, womanly things. She wants to be a swimmer, so she's practicing all day long in the Chicago River, and it's gross.
Yeah, not the cleanest body of water to swim in.
And if you watch the show, don't mind my strokes. This is back in 1920s, so I'm not a professional athlete.
Willing suspension of disbelief.
Yeah. There'll be quite a bit of doggy paddling, but that's fine.
Got to build up that endurance however you can. All right, so Jenny June wanting to be the professional swimmer. That is her goal in life. Mm-hmm. All right, Lola, what's your...
So my name is Nellie. I'm the youngest of the Fail girls, and I don't really have a plan for my life. I know I want to be a singer, and I'm just this girl who likes to jitterbug at night. I love beauty, and I care about how I look all the time. But Nellie's such a fun character to play. She has such a bubbly sass. I think all the Fail sisters have sass, but in very different forms. Mm-hmm. Nellie is just kind of like all bubbly and happy and optimistic. She loves to giggle. She loves to laugh. She's just always happy, and I really have had a lot of fun playing with her. And yeah.
Awesome. All right, and Ruby, the third of the Fail sisters.
Yes, I play Gertie Fail, who is the eldest of the sisters. She's very sensible and practical, and she has a very deep loyalty to her sisters. She keeps their family's clock shop running after both their parents die, and she keeps the family afloat, and she cares very deeply for her sisters, and that comes out a lot in a protective sass toward anybody who could possibly threaten them.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So just I'm imagining that comes out quite a bit just with, you're saying, Elena, the very first line of the play, you learn that these sisters will meet their end. So there's quite a bit of threats coming from all sides. So I got to imagine Gertie is throwing that sass around quite a bit.
Yes, definitely.
Have you guys had, has there been, Lola, you were saying you've been having fun with Nellie's just general bubbly attitude. Has there been a particular parts of your characters that you've really enjoyed embodying, or a part that has been, a harder aspect, something that you have been working on a little more than you expected to?
The part of my character is I have to practice swimming, but I swim on a desk chair, you know? So that's fun, but I need to work on my upper body strength because it's exhausting just being there for like 3 hours just swimming away.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That's an aspect of physicality you wouldn't exactly expect when
I don't like sports, so it's a bit hard.
So that embodying that part of a character who wants to so desperately be into athletics.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's, yeah, so you've been having quite a workout then for these performances.
Yes.
Ruby, how about you?
I think I've been really enjoying playing Gertie for a lot of reasons. Like, I'm an eldest sister in my family, so I've been able to embody her a lot. But also, it's been a little bit difficult. I catch consumption at the end of the show. That's how I die. So it's been a little bit difficult doing that because I have never had consumption, and right. I don't really know what it looks like. I just cough a lot. So that's been a little bit hard to act.
Right, yeah, to meet your earthly end is, yeah, especially when this is taking place, I think, Elena, you said, like 1920s?
Yeah, 1920s.
Okay, yeah, beyond the modern medicine that we have today. It's a good old 100 years ago.
So yeah.
Different world to embody as well. Don't have the same things, just going and getting antibiotics or whatnot. You're in for it.
Yeah.
Goodness. Well, beyond the tragic ends, between the start of the play and said tragic ends, there is the comedy involved as well. So the journeys you all take before the end of the show is some ups and downs, and sounds like quite a bit of sass in the meantime. So with all of you, this is not your first performance with Young Performers Theater. This has been, well, Elena, you were saying this, you are the senior most amongst the cast of being quite a veteran of this program.
I'm not the oldest, but I'm a sophomore, and we don't have any juniors and seniors in it, so I am older that way. I think my first show was Charlotte's Web. And I've been, in the beginning, I was kind of like, I don't really want to do this one. I'll just watch. But now I'm like, yeah, I'll do every single play. Like, bring it on. But, yeah.
Yes. How about you? What's been your experiences with YPT?
Yeah. So I started when I was in first grade. I did it as soon as I was old enough to start. And this is my 16th show.
Oh, my goodness.
Zeke. Yeah. So I've done every single possible show that I can since then, and I just fell in love with it from the very beginning. My first show was Seussical the Musical, and I was a baby kangaroo. I was, like, super sassy, and my mama kangaroo was, like, so sweet, and she took me under her wing, and she really helped me just love theater, and so then ever since then, I've just loved it, so, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love your from your mama kangaroo sheltering you in as the wee baby theater Joey up through the ranks.
Yeah.
How about you? What has been your experience with YPT?
This is my sixth YPT show. I moved here when I started sixth grade, and I've done all the shows since then. And I did theater where I lived previously, but YPT has been amazing. It's been truly like the best theater of experience I've ever had. Zeke is an amazing director, and all my castmates are super supportive, and they all love what we do.
Excellent. That is so good to hear. And every time we have cast members from all the different YPT productions come in, hear a similar story of it's a pretty, pretty awesome group to be in. And the productions speak for themselves. They have always been excellent productions to see on stage. And speaking of those productions, this production is coming up this weekend. So Zeke, we'll throw it to you for the nitty gritties of where can people see Failure, a Love Story?
Yeah, that's right. You've got three chances to join us this weekend. We have a show. We open on Friday night at 7 p.m. And then we have a second show Saturday night at 7 p.m. And then Sunday, which is Easter, our matinee is a little bit later than normal. Sitkins are used to kind of a 2 p.m. matinee. Mm-hmm. But our Sunday show is going to be at 3 p.m. to give people a little bit more time on Easter Day. So come by Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday afternoon, and we'd love to see you. Tickets are available on our website at fineartscamp.org, or you can buy tickets at the door. We'll be at the Odess Theater this weekend.
Excellent. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. Ruby, Lola, Elena, and Director Zeke for Failure, a Love Story, taking place at the Odess Theater this weekend, opening this Friday at 7 p.m. Thank you again for coming in this morning, and break a leg this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.